you know, just people's voices that we won't hear anymore. And just, I can feel it. I feel, I'd love to hear their voice one more time. When Dad passed away, I used to ring his phone just to hear the message, but it's not there anymore. And we get old. I realise that now. I'm going to push as far as I can go. When I first got locked up in the adult system, it's another journey, it's like another story of when I was fostered into non-Indigenous care up in New South Wales with my father, and he got in a blue with the coppers, and they took me, saying I was child was destitute, meaning I could not take care of myself. So taking me before a court in New South Wales at Oakley, 3 years old, in a dock, charged. My first charges was just 3 years old, and put into a children's home. Then foster care in Bega, which is just over the border. Mum's from Lake Tyres, and I'm just over the border. She didn't know that all these years. Up for Cootamundra, over to Western Australia, and came back in 95. So I started writing songs when I was in Perth, WA, Canningvale Prison, or Hakeo it's called now. A lot of fellas say, how long have you been in our jail for? I don't remember anymore. I can't count, or I've lost count, or just not bothered to keep count anymore. It's just time. Complications one more time. These are just the implications of my mind. Another choice in what to do. No, it all comes back to you. Say goodbye, because I won't be seeing you again. Question why? It's just that time is coming to the end. All I need is space to move and do the things I can. Let me breathe and just be who I am. Say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Solid, aren't they? Thank you.